Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to this Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. We're so glad that you've joined us today, and we are in Luke chapter 6. And as we've been studying here, by the way, Mark Schatz is here. My name is Paul Adams. And as we've been studying together here in Luke chapter 5 and 6, we've seen Jesus deal with so many different kinds of people. We've seen him deal with those who were sick and afflicted in so many ways, and he has brought healing to them. He's dealt with those who had sin in their life, and he's addressed that as well. He's even dealt with hypocrites who were more interested in hearing themselves talk than hearing what Jesus had to say in his teaching. Jesus has even called disciples after himself. And we come down to Luke chapter 6 in verse 20, and Mark, we see that Jesus begins to look toward his disciples to speak to them.
Yeah, what's really interesting, Paul, is that he's going to talk to his disciples, and he's called some of them away from lucrative occupations. A tax collector would have been lucrative back then, and the fishermen, you owned your own boats and things, and he's going to do some teaching to them, show them how that they're better off, to follow him and to be a disciple of him. And we're going to see that. It's very similar to the Beatitudes. There's going to be some blessings and there's going to be some woes. And we're going to see who is blessed and why, and who is the woe is cast upon and why their woe. And it's just to give you a teaser, it's about where their focus is that determines whether they'll be blessed or whether they'll be woe in there. And we'll look at that. It says in verse 20, talking about Jesus, it says, turning his gaze towards his disciples, he began to say, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you and ostracize you and insult you and scorn your name as evil for the sake of the Son of Man. Be glad in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way their fathers used to treat the prophets. And that's the break of the blessings. And then he starts woes after that. But Paul, there's some interesting repetition. There's reasons these men are blessed. And what do you see as you look down through there?
Well, sometimes these are called Beatitudes because they do begin with the word blessed. And each verse begins, or with that idea at least, of being blessed. Some of the more modern translations will say happy, or you're in that blessed condition, I think would be a good way to say that. And Mark, you were pointing out as we were studying this before that there seems to be a thought, when are you blessed? And when are things not so good? And you pointed out that maybe you're poor now, or you hunger now. Men hate you now. You sorrow or you weep now. But then we trust that there's something better than this coming along.
Yeah, you see, there's an emphasis on now. Even when we get down into the woes, it's now, now, now. And it's repeated over again. And I just jotted on my notes that what are we focusing on now? What are they focusing? Were they focusing on now? And that determines whether you have a blessing or a happiness, or that determines whether that you receive a woe from Jesus. I just made a sketch note. The part that we read, verses 20 down through 23, he says they're blessed if now they are poor, hungry, weeping, hated, and insulted. And that doesn't make sense to our normal minds that, oh, I'm poor, I'm hungry, I'm weeping, I'm hated, and I'm insulted, so I should be happy. So we need to dig in and unpack and see what Jesus is saying here. Why, Paul, are they blessed or happy? Because or even though they are poor, hungry, weeping, hated, and insulted.
Well, he makes that contrast there, Mark, which is really interesting. Who wants to be poor? Who wants to be hungry? Who wants to be weeping and hated and insulted? But we see here that he says that it's all right if that is your physical condition, because he says, for yours is the kingdom of God. And he says that if you're hungry, that you're going to be filled. And he's talking about that physical hunger, but they're going to be spiritually filled. And it's okay if they're physically weeping, because they're going to have this spiritual joy, the laughter that it speaks of there. And it's okay if men really do hate them, because they're going to have the love of God and the love of Christ in their lives. And he says that, you pointed out in verse 23, rejoice in that day and leap for joy, looking toward the future. It's okay to be in that condition now, because God has wonderful spiritual blessings in store for you.
So he's talking to his disciples who are focused on the kingdom of God. They're focused on the later reward, and they're going to endure some of these things, but they're going to be happy because they are going to have a reward, the kingdom of God, later. He's going to contrast that with the woes that are coming. And just reinforcing it again, these disciples who are blessed are focusing on the future. They're focusing on what's pleasing to God. And that's why they're happy. But he says there in verse 24, but, woe. So he starts out, and with the word but, he sets it in contrast. So the people he's going to give woes to are being set in contrast to those who are focused on the kingdom of God and a reward in the future. Now he says, verse 24, but woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort in full. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for their fathers used to treat the false prophets in the same way. So we can stop there and look at these woes and unpack them just like we did the others. These are people who are focused on the now. They're focused on their bellies. They're focused on their bank account. He says, woe to you who are rich. And you could even add the woe to you who are rich now, for you are receiving your comfort in full. So if they're focused on being rich, they're living a life of luxury, they're enjoying the now, they're not thinking about the future, they're not thinking about the kingdom of God or what God wants them to do and the reward that he would give. So he says in verse 25, woe to you who are well fed now, and woe to you who laugh now, because what's going to happen, Paul?
Well, they're the ones who are eventually going to be in hunger, and they're the ones who are eventually going to be mourning and weeping. Mark, as we were discussing this, I was thinking about a parable, or a story, I should say, that Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus. And it speaks of this poor beggar, Lazarus. He had this miserable life, but he is able to go to be in paradise, but the rich man goes to torment, and it's explained to him that in his life, the rich man had all the good things that he would set his heart on, while Lazarus did not have those things, but now things are flipped in eternity, so that those who are poor and those who have just chose the simple following of Jesus, the simple kingdom of God, that they can have the blessings, whereas those who have sought after riches and making sure that they have everything in this life taken care of, and they have sought after the physical, that they're the ones who are the ones in want. They are the ones who are suffering now.
Yeah, you see the woes that are heaped upon, and this is a good lesson for us as we get near to closing out. The woes that are heaped upon these people are heaped upon people who are focused on here and now, focused on getting the reward, focused on the physical, like you talked about. They're focused on themselves, they're focused on being rich, they're focused on being full, and they're not thinking about God, and they're not thinking about the future. And Jesus casts these woes down upon them. And that's a good lesson for us. The ones who are blessed and happy are focused on God, and they're not as concerned about here and now. Their concern is on pleasing God and receiving a reward in the future, which is the way we should be. The ones who are woes are focused on just the here and now, and that describes most of the people in the world today, I'd say. They're focused on their jobs, they're focused on their house, going around, they're focused on their pleasure that they're experiencing right now, and they're not thinking about God and their future reward.
And so we would ask you today, are you the blessed? Because you have a great reward waiting for you in heaven. Or are you the one who it says, woe, and you may think, I've got a great life, but it's sorrow that you would anticipate in eternity. We'd love to talk with you about your soul and how you can have that blessed condition of having a great reward in heaven. Thanks for listening today. We hope that you'll join us again next time for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.